Good morning again, and happy good morning to you, sir, and happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers out there. Today is a special day. It is Mother's Day. You know, they have a lot of special days. They got Secretary's Day, Administrative Day, President's Day, Valentine's Day, all the others. But Mother's Day, I think Mother's Day is probably the most important day there is, special, important, special day there is. I have, they asked me to introduce my wife to you, the mother of our children, two children. My wonderful wife for 47 years. And while I'm at it, today is her birthday. I won't say how old she is, but she did sign up for Medicare.
Well, you just
told them. No, she's the pride of my life, and she has been a blessing to me from the Lord. If it wasn't for her, I don't know where I would be today. Probably not here. So I just thank the Lord for her. She is very intelligent. She is a woman that loves the Lord. She's a woman that loves to study and learn and grow in the Lord. She's also a woman that loves other people. And if you hang around her much and go out with her and go out to restaurants or wherever, grocery stores, she wants to know where people stand, where their life with the Lord, or if they have a life with the Lord, where they stand. And she's always witnessing for the Lord wherever she's at. So I'm sure she will do a good job here today ministering to you. So let's just open in a word of prayer. And Father, I do just praise you and thank you, Lord, for this day, for Mother's Day. I thank you for each of the mothers that are here. Those that could not be here, I pray for them. I do pray for Terry and Ruby and the others, Lord, that you would give them peace and comfort. I pray for every person here, Lord, that you would meet every need that is in this place today, sickness, that you would heal. Those that have burdens, you would lift those burdens from them. Those that have financial difficulties, you would provide and give directions to. I thank you, Father, for this opportunity to get together, fellowship one another. I thank you for your presence with us. Lord, would you lead and direct, and may every word that is said here just bring honor and glory to you and enlighten, encourage, and strengthen us as we go through the coming week. And I pray these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Turn your mic on.
All right, I want to ask the other ladies that know who they are to come up and stand with me. That makes me feel better. y'all do know who you are. And I guess Tamara will be coming pretty shortly, wherever she is. All right, so actually we prayed when we were at the ladies' leadership retreat, our January retreat that, you know, we pay for, and that we go and pray and pray and pray and ask God, what do you want this year? And how do you want it to, how do you want things laid out? And we weren't 100% sure what God was saying about Mother's Day, but we knew it was going to be a little bit different. Because we knew that God was kind of stirring things up all year. Even at the retreat, things were different. And, you know, we just know that we've been together long enough, haven't we, Karen and Cora, and Deb's not here, and Marae, that we know we got to trust God. When he says turn direction, we got to trust him. And so that's why these ladies are up here, plus Tamara will be joining us, I hope. So I told them I'd start it off. I wasn't planning on doing this. But I was walking, I was on vacation with John's siblings and their spouses this week, and we had a wonderful, relaxing time. It was a fun time. And actually, two of his brothers were not sure where they are with the Lord. And so to have a little bit of opportunity with them just to share the Lord and be with them is great. And, of course, every time we got ready to eat, you know, I would say, hey, we got to say the blessing, y'all. So let's hold hands and say the blessing. And they, you know, they've been with me for 47 years, so they pretty much know they better do it, you know. So they do. And they were gracious enough. But one morning this past week, we wanted to walk on the beach. And it was my sister-in-law, Brenda, and Tinny, which is the brother that gave John new life, actually. And yet he doesn't have spiritual life. But he gave John, my husband, life way back in April 16th of 2003. He's the reason my husband's alive today, along with God using him. And we pray, and we know one day he's going to come to know the Lord. We know that beyond a shadow of a doubt. But anyway, they wanted to walk on the beach, and I said, sure, I'll walk. I love to walk. And so I was walking along the beach with my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, and I sense God nudging me, saying, I want you to look at the shells. And it's like, there's a lot of them here, God. We're on the sand, and there's a lot of them. And a lot of them were broken. And I just didn't say anything to them because I thought, they're not going to believe this. You know, so I walked along, and I looked, and I found the shell. And he showed me in my heart, not audibly, though I'm at the age that I believe if God wanted to speak audibly, he could. And I would not doubt it. But he nudged my heart and he said, look at the cracks. And there are definite cracks in the shell, aren't there? Definite cracks and even some pieces missing. And he said, study the shell. And I did, and I thought, well, there's a lot of cracks in it. And then he said, now pick up some other shells. So I'm going to let any lady that wants a shell to get these because there's 55 here. I didn't know how many I was getting. And I started picking them up. And my brother-in-law and sister-in-law saw what I was doing. They said, you picking up shells? And I said, yeah. They said, they helped me. They began to help me. And then they looked at me with a strange look. And they said, why are we picking up shells? And I said, well, I don't know. This may sound really crazy to y'all, but I really felt God saying, pick up shells. And they said, okay. So they continue to help me. And I said, I think he might want me to talk about this. I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know anything of this, but I really think he wants me to do a talk with this. And it might be Mother's Day, or it might be another day. I'm just not sure. So about 3 hours later, after we walked on the beach and laid out a little bit, went in, I went upstairs and my phone was ringing. It was Karen. She said, you know, we're talking about, and we've been talking and praying about what to do this Sunday, and we'd already asked these ladies along with Tamara to share a little bit this morning. How about you sharing something? I said, you will never believe what God showed me this morning. And so I shared that with her. I still didn't know. She said, do you have a scripture? And I said, I have no idea. But I know God to give it. So then after I got off the phone and I went downstairs, there was my sister-in-law, Brenda, in the kitchen. The one that doesn't know the Lord yet. That helped me pick up the shells, y'all. And I said, you'll never believe what happened. She said, what? And I said, got off the phone with somebody that, you know, a dear, dear friend and somebody we go to church with. We're on the leadership team together. And she asked me to say something, to share something this Sunday. She said, I've got cold chills. So, yeah, must be God, huh? And that's all I said. So I began to really ponder for the next few days, what, God, are you saying? What scripture do you want me to use? So as I looked in different scriptures, and I looked in Jeremiah 29:11, real good verses, you know, and I looked at Jeremiah, some other scriptures, and every time it was, no, not that, not that. I looked in Proverbs 31, real great scripture. God said, no, So this is going to go together, and you're going to see how it goes. So he led me, actually just Friday, to Psalm 139, 13 through 18. And he said, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of the sand. And when I wake, you're still with me." And okay, God, you know I love that scripture. It's been the scripture that God has used in my life many times. And then he said, "Look, I formed every one of those ladies at FBC. And I started writing. Every one of those ladies that have gone through FBC, whether now or whether some that are with the Lord, and whether some here now and some leaving on Tuesday. And they had an impact not only on your life, but on others' lives." And then he started giving me names. He said, "You know, like Jenny Dickens, she's been inspirational in your life. She's been a wise woman to give godly counsel. How about Doris Weathers? Anybody remember her? Oh my goodness, she's one of my mentors. How about Andre Sturgis?" He said, "Look at the way she cared for her family and still does. How about Ruth Doss and Glenda Smith and Jennifer Swain and Priscilla, your new friend there. All those ladies have left an impact on my life. And Carol Burke, remember when you taught her? Now she's teaching hers. How about all of those ladies? And don't forget the ladies you've been close to for a long, long time. Don't forget the leadership team and how instrumental each one of you ladies have been in my life. Marae, Karen, Cora, and Deborah Whitley. And don't forget Michelle. Remember? And Joanne, remember the years you prayed and prayed together? And Judy Gill, you were just developing a friendship. And guess what? She went off to the field because I sent her there. And you think about every one of you ladies. Kathy, instrumental in my life. Jeannie Doss. I mean, I could say every one of you guys. And he said, each one of these shells represents something now. He brought it together. And he said, what they represent, some are little, some are big, some have scars, some have missing places. But not one shell have I not created. They're all missing part of them. Not one part that's missing do I not know where it is. I've sent them places just as I've sent some that have left and gone to be with the Lord and some that are leaving that I'm going to use elsewhere. I know what I'm doing, he said. And you've got to pay attention. You've got to pay attention. The time is short. And please pay attention. And then just this morning in Sunday school, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Tommy, that I got drawn away and looked at another scripture. That it was like, okay, God. Psalm 24. In 24, 1 and 2, it says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. He founded it all on the seas and establish the waters," everything. And he said, "I know what I'm doing, Debbie, just as much as I know what I'm doing with Tenny and Brenda, with Mike and Rachel. They will come to know me. And you will fail." And I felt like I failed miserably this past week. I didn't witness enough. I didn't share enough. But it's not about me, y'all, and it's not about you. Katie, you, oh my goodness, could I share some times that we have prayed and you have meant so much to me in your walk? Oh, my goodness. Leanna, just the excitement this morning. I mean, I could share about every one of you, so forgive me if I forget somebody, because I don't want to. But what I want you to hear from these ladies is how God impacts their life as mothers, and then how he's continuing to grow them. Because to tell you the truth, I felt like I'm a failure as a mother. But God must be using something, and I'm thanking him for it. And I pray for my kids and my grandkids all the time. So now we're going to pass the mic, and I'm going to ask you a question. You each take a turn. So, what is the biggest blessing you received from being a mother, and what are your biggest challenges?
So, when you asked us to say something, I kept thinking, well, what am I going to say? I could say a million things. But what I kept coming back to is how, what you just said, I feel like I'm always failing as a mother. You know, you constantly think of what you did wrong, what you could have done better, what you did and didn't do, what you didn't do and should have done. And my kids, I mean, you make mistakes and you accept them and you claim them and you apologize and you try to learn and move on, but they don't love you any less. And so that's something that I think God has shown me about himself through my kids, about being a mother, is that no matter how many mistakes I make, he still loves me unconditionally.
Amen. So. Thank you, Rachel.
Biggest blessings. I'm not going to cry. Each of my kids came to me in different ways. The Lord was very funny. He knew I wanted children. We prayed for Noah for a very long time before we were able to have Noah. And he brought Valak and Laurel to me from another country. And they're all my kids. And I love them all the same, but yet I love them all differently. And the Lord knows that, and he works all that out somehow. But a scripture that has been very good, I ditto to everything that they said, but a scripture that he has shown me, and I think it's the one that's written in the nursery on the wall over there, but it was, he will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart. And this is the part that I love. It says, he will gently, and I have circled gently and pink highlighted it, he will gently lead the mother sheep with their young. God knows that he has to be gentle with mothers sometimes because we heap huge amounts of guilt on us and we are sometimes one hair short from cracking. And that's, he knows he has to gently, gently lead us. But then he was showing me something. He's been showing me something else. And this is for you other ladies that have raised your children but are now in the grandmother position or the aunt position or wherever you are now, because this means a lot to us as moms. I was blessed to have a wonderful example of how to be a mom, and my children are blessed with amazing grandmothers, and I couldn't do it without them, but you guys too. It takes a village, and we're the village. So I want you to listen to what he has showed me, and this is for all of us. It says, and you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I'm giving you today. This is out of Deuteronomy 6, verse 7. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you're at home, and when you're on the road, and when you're going to bed, and when you're getting up. And that's what Mike and I have tried to commit to do every day. All the time. So it's real to them that this is just not something we come on Sunday and do, that this is a way of life, that Jesus is real and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But some of us are in the position that you grandmothers are have our children when they go to bed or when they get up or when they're at home. And so this falls on you guys as well. And then in Isaiah 38, it says, Only the living can praise you as I do today. Each generation tells of your faithfulness to the next. Yeah. And I'm thankful for you ladies that have done that for my generation coming up. And I'm thankful for y'all pouring into my children. And I'm thankful for the grandmothers that my children have.
So, biggest blessing. I was really young when I had my kids, and so it was a very difficult transition, and I was pretty much a disaster. So I think through my kids, God has showed me what a disaster I am, and he's had the patience not to give up on me. The kids haven't given up on me. They still love me. So the biggest blessing is just how God has used my kids and being a mother to show me all of my shortcomings and what bad shape I'm in.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Is there anything else you would like to share? All right. Put that up. As we end, the cracks in the shell and the cracks in us, God has shared. Don't focus on them. Focus on the lessons I've taught you through them. Focus on the ways I've grown you as a result of the chips and the cracks and the people in my word. I will trust in the Lord. And we are in the days of Elijah. And we do have a great Redeemer. And we always need the Lord. And I think through the cracks of the shell he's shown me, you'll never stop needing me. There'll never stop being cracks, because you're not going to be perfect. Only mature, Tommy. And that, I wonder, that you're always going to need each other as well to lean on and to grow in me, that focus on me. And remember, there's always the little ones coming along that need a little hug, or even a kind word, or those moms need time with prayer. Or maybe even they need you just to listen. So thank you all just for this time that we've had the privilege to be able to share about motherhood. Because God is working. Whether you're a mother by flesh, you've birthed a child, you've adopted a child, you don't have a child, hey, Tamara, want to come on up? Just in time. Okay. Okay.